Frank, you started running in 1969 when you came home from Vietnam. First off, thank you so much for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Why did you decide to start running?
I think a lot of it, I found that it helped my overcoming PTSD, which I didn't know we even had at that time.
It wasn't a thing back then.
It wasn't a thing back then, but we never came back and talked about it. We didn't talk amongst ourselves either, so it would just kind of lingered, and I found out about 3 or 4 years ago I actually had PTSD still.
Only three or four years ago.
Yeah.
So you found that through long distance running, not only did it help you physically, but mentally it helped you. Can you maybe explain a little bit how you think it did that?
I think because it gave me some alone time to kind of go over things. And I knew I had changed coming home. I never talked to my wife about Nam. I didn't want to. How do you explain to somebody who's not been there what you went through?
Yeah. You ran your first marathon in 1972. How did you train for that?
I just did a lot of longer runs and stuff.
Did you have to work up to long distance? Because marathons are 26.2 miles.
Right. Yeah, I worked up to it. You know, and my first race was actually in December of 71. I did a 10-miler there in North Carolina, just some small town. And, you know, and I did fairly well. So then the next month was the marathon in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I went up.
That was the first marathon you run?
Yeah, it was in Durham to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow. And how long did it take you to finish?
It was 2 hours and 42 minutes, and which is really good on the first one. But the amazing thing is I got stopped by a train at 20 miles.
So you had to wait.
We had to wait, and everybody else started catching up. So then from then on, it was a 10K race to the finish. And they didn't they didn't take the time you were waiting there away.
Right.
Because at that time, all times went off the gun.
So fast forward 2013, you are inducted into the Ultra Runner Hall of Fame. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah. And what was your feeling when that happened?
I was elated, but I was also kind of surprised.
You just ran a marathon this past weekend, right?
Right.
What does that feel like at 71, right? You're
right.
71 years old. What's that feel like to still be running 26.2 miles?
It was great, except I didn't quite train right for this one. I hadn't done the long runs and stuff, but I knew I was just kind of going off a lot of past experience, you know. But I'm getting out there running along, and I'm thinking, I can remember years ago when I used to do these things at 3 minutes a mile faster than what I'm doing right now.
What was your fastest mile?
420.
420. And what's your fastest mile this past race?
It got down to dipped under 7 for a little bit and stuff.
Okay.
But I sit back, because I used to be able to run a 50-mile race at a little over 6 minutes a mile.
Yeah, well, I don't even drive that fast.
Oh, I do. Oops.
Starting this weekend is the 2015 Senior Summer Games.
Right.
And you are going to be participating in those. It's kind of an Olympic-style event.
It is, because it covers all the sports, and fortunately, the first sport's going to be the track and field.
And those are your races?
Yeah, I'll do those races, plus I'm hosting it. But, you know, they have, like, pickleball, they have
table tennis,
and all kinds of
golf, horseshoes, mini golf.
Yeah, bowling. You know, and I think it's a super event to have, and it gets seniors a chance to, you know, compete against themselves and stuff. And
the track and field events take place on Sunday. And you are doing which events?
The 200, the 400, and the 800.
Wow. They all take place at 8 a.m.
So they start, and we'll run the 50, like the 51st, and get all those out of the way, and then we'll do the...
So it's by age then?
Right, age.
And it starts, seniors in Reno start at the age of 50.
At the age of 50.
Can you talk a little bit about why you think the senior games is a good way to promote senior health in Reno?
I think it is, because it gets them out together and doing it. And I think, and if they can do it, and I think the best thing they can do, they can go back and inspire their grandkids and children to get out. But for them to get out and do it and stuff, I think it gives them a much more quality of life that they can do stuff. They're not just stuck at home in a chair or whatever. And they can get out and do things.
Well, good luck to you this weekend in the senior games. And we hope to hear more about your remarkable running career in the future.
Thank you for having me.